again, I'm Alan Weiss, broadcasting from Howling Dogs International, and this is The Way I See It. Tough topic today. What if this isn't the business for you? I don't like to talk about this too often. I'd like to think anyone has the potential to do anything, but we all know that's not true. And so I'd like to share some things with you that you might want to think about yourself or help others with. First, people who don't pursue leads don't belong in the consulting business, or for that matter, the entrepreneurial business or the professional services business, at least not as rainmakers, not as business owners. If you see a lead, pursue it. Nothing bad can come of that, except it turns out to be a poor lead. But people who don't pursue leads because they're embarrassed or they don't want to bother people or they don't have the energy will never, ever make it in this business. Anyone you suspect of being a potential buyer or recommender or promoter or helper in any way needs to be pursued. If you can't do that, you don't belong in the business. Next, if you can't easily express your value as an outcome, you're not going to make it in this business. You need to be able to say that you help people accelerate sales or reduce stress or increase market share or improve their image. It can be qualitative or quantitative. But you can't tell people that you run retreats, that you create training programs, that you design things, that you produce reports. Those are commodities. If you can't express your own value so that it's a powerful inducement to others to purchase your services, no one else is going to do it for you. And that's a simple thing to do. If you can't do that, this isn't the business for you. Number three, you can't be afraid to make mistakes. People whose egos get bruised easily don't belong in the rainmaking business. We all make mistakes. You've heard me say, if you're not failing, you're not trying. And so mistakes are just another way of learning. But if you're afraid to make mistakes and afraid to admit to them and afraid to say to somebody else, gee, you did that better than I, how can I learn? You should find another line of work. Number four, if you don't invest in self-development, then I don't know how on earth you expect to get better at what you do. You know, it's interesting. I have the largest million-dollar consulting college class in November I've ever had. It's the 11th one, it's a tough economy, and it's absolutely filled. I'm turning people down. These are folks who want to engage in their own improvement in the best way possible. My six figures to seven figures workshop next March is filled, and it's filled by people who want to improve what they do. If you're not prepared to invest your money, and more importantly, your time and your ego in self-development, then you'll never get better because this is a lone wolf profession. And if you don't take the time to step out of that lone wolf role and join others in improving, you're not going to get anywhere. Next, if you love the methodology but hate the marketing, then go to work for somebody else. This business isn't about methodology. It's not about how you do things. It's about the way in which your client is improved because of how you do things. But the client doesn't care about how you do them. The client cares about how he or she is better off. And so please, if you're locked up in your methodology, go to work for someone who needs a methodology specialist. But you're not going to make it in this business. You're not going to make it in this business if you hang out with people who commiserate in misery, if you hang out with losers, if you hang out with people with low standards, if you hang out with people who bemoan the economy and the government and the regulators and the Republicans and the Democrats and Bill Gates or whatever and whomever, you won't make it. Step aside from the people who are the victims and the losers. You won't make it in this business if you're going to dictate your learning style to others. I've had to turn people down in my mentor program who tell me preliminarily, okay, the first thing is my learning style is that I don't take negative feedback well, and so you should always start with something positive. I'm not here to pat people's heads. I'm not here to rub your hair for luck. I'm not here to tell you how good you are if you're not doing a good job. That's why you pay me, and that's why you pay me in advance. The same holds true with other interactions you have. You can't dictate your preferred learning style to people who are supposed to give you feedback. You have to adjust your own. And so if you can't make it with a coach or a mentor, how on earth are you going to make it with a prospect who asks you tough questions? Are you going to say, I'm sorry, Vice President, you'll have to adjust to my learning style? I don't think so. You won't make it in this business if you think it's about making money and not delivering value. As mercenary as I appear to be at times, I've always, always believed in my heart of hearts, and I've told others, that it's about providing value. In this economy, in any economy, if you provide value, you will make money. But if you think about, if you think that it's about just collecting money and you put some stupid thing on the web where people can sign up for $100 a month and you really don't want to do anything except collect their $100, or you want to engage in multi-level marketing, you know, aka the Ponzi schemes of old, send your letters to someone else, I won't print them here, I'm not interested, multi-level marketing's a scam. If you're going to engage in things like that and you just want to make money and you're not really providing value, you're not improving the economy, the environment, other people, then forget about it. Now, Peter Drucker said that an organization is successful by dint of its contribution to the environment. And he didn't mean simply the physical environment. He meant society. He meant culture. He meant the improvement of others. You won't make it in this business if you simply seek trivial fame. And by trivial fame, I mean that you're some star on Twitter, or you have some blog that five people read. You know, some guy says to me, who lies through his teeth, who prints things that are maliciously false about other people, he says, "Be careful about me, I have far reach, I can ruin you." Yeah, well, a letter from my lawyer took care of that. I'll tell you, it's not about trivial fame, it's not about your 15 minutes, and sometimes people just want 15 seconds. It's about an enduring fame that comes from helping people. It's not about your name up in lights. It's about people simply mentioning your name to others. Two more. You're not going to succeed in this business if you're interested in short-term hits. If you're interested in whether people have read an article and what they think about it, or you place an advertisement, or you improve your website, or you put something up to be downloaded, and you're worried about how many hits you get, find another job. Perhaps go into IT. This isn't about search engine optimization. That might work if you're selling raincoats. It might work if you're selling CDs. It doesn't work if you're selling consulting services. Who cares? Buyers are not trolling the web to find strategists. They're not trolling the web to find leadership experts. Human resources people might be. Who cares? They're not buyers. So it's not about short-term hits. It's about building a body of work. And the last thing I want to tell you, and I want to leave you with today, is that you're not going to make it in this business if you can't get to the darn point. I tell people all the time on my forums, in conversation, it doesn't matter where, get to the point. If you cannot be pithy and succinct and terse with me, then with whom can you be that way? You've got to get to the point so a client knows what you're talking about and you don't go over irrelevant details like, well, then she said that maybe I could come at 4, but I told her 3 was better. And then she wrote on this napkin that, well, maybe if we did it this way, who cares? You have to be able to get to the point, and I hope I've been to the point here. If you're involved in what I've said earlier in this broadcast, let alone a few of them, you don't belong in the business. I hope that doesn't apply to you. I really do. If it does, think about what you have to do from here. I'm Alan Weiss, and as you can tell, that is the way I see it. I have nothing left to say. I made my point.